ready to give your fur baby the absolute best life possible and live your very best life too? Break free from the chains of the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can limit you and your pets to feeling stuck and struggling, and instead finally experience what you are both meant to, a life unleashed. So do you know someone whose dog slipped a disc? Or maybe one of your own pets has done that or gotten that diagnosis. A dog with a slipped disc usually needs immediate assistance for the best chance at recovery. So how can you tell if that's what your dog is experiencing? What kind of symptoms do you need to look for? And how can you help them if that does come up? First of all, who am I? If you're new to my world, welcome. I'm Dr. Vicky, gentle chiropractor for people as well as pets. I'm a Reiki healer and a mind-body coach and certified internationally to help your critters feel their very best. So, what is a slipped disc? What's a disc in general? A disc is the cushion that is in between each of the vertebrae. Any animal that has a spine has discs, including our furry friends. And those discs are kind of built like a jelly-filled donut. Yes, I'm very food motivated. This is why I get along well with pets. So if you imagine your jelly-filled donut, you've got an outer layer of dough, and you've got an inner layer of squishy stuff. And your discs are built very similar. There's an outer layer of tough fibers and an inner layer of squishy stuff. And it's built that way so that it can compress when it needs to, it can expand when it needs to, and it can pivot and twist and have all of this motion that lets our spines do what they need to do, that lets our pets' spines do what they need to do. A slipped disc is actually one of two different scenarios. One is what's called a herniation. Now, when that happens, the outer layer, the dough of the donut, ends up with a tear. And the gushy, squishy stuff inside slips out of that outer shell. Usually that happens when there's trauma. And it doesn't have to be a major trauma. Obviously, the big traumas like getting hit by a car or falling from a very great height, things like that are definitely big major causes of trauma that can cause a herniated disc or a slipped disc. Sometimes it's a more minor trauma or a buildup of micro traumas, like jumping down off the bed just a little bit wrong, just a few too many times. The second type of a slipped disc is what's called a bulging disc. And this is when the jelly-filled donut, the dough doesn't tear, but it ends up being weaker at one point, and then the jelly can kind of make a little bump out over there. Almost, I don't want to say like a zit, but kind of like a zit, just bigger. And that pressure, that bump out, whether it's a bump out from being a bulge, which can happen from just abnormal aging or abnormal wear and tear, whether that bump out is coming from a bulge or it's coming from a herniation where that jelly ends up where it's not supposed to be and outside of the donut, either one can end up putting pressure on the spinal cord and the nerves that come off of it, or causing inflammation that then puts pressure on the spinal cord or the nerves that come off of it. And that comes with a whole hoop and bunch of crazy symptoms that are not fun to endure, whether you've got two legs or four or three. So what does a slipped disc look like? What do you need to keep an eye on in your pet, especially if you have one of the breeds of dogs that are really predispositioned to having slipped discs, like your dachshunds, like your German shepherds, some poodles, dogs like that? What does a slipped disc look like? What do you need to be looking for? A lot of times, if it is an injury-related thing, if you're there when the injury happens, you're probably going to hear them yelp or cry out when it happens because it hurts. Now, sometimes you might not be home when that happens, or it might not be a single trauma that did it. It might be, you know, that slower buildup, or it might be the abnormal wear and tear that just gradually comes up. So you might not hear that yelp or that cry, but if you do, that's a really good sign. Some other signs to be on the lookout for, whether you heard that yelp or not, is, are they holding themselves now in a pain posture? What's that look like? That usually looks like their head is down. They don't want to pick their chin up off the floor hardly. They don't want to raise their head above their shoulders. And their whole back is arched up. You know, they go from, you know, looking like this with their head up and their back dips down and then it comes back up to the tail. And instead they end up head down and that whole back is arched up. And they just look like this one big rainbow, but it's not happy and there's no pot of gold. So that posture, that pain posture with their head down and their back arched up. They might be really reluctant to move. And if they do move, whether you're moving them or they're moving on their own, they might cry out when they're moving because it hurts. And typically with slip discs, a lot of times, but not always, a lot of times you end up seeing symptoms of nerve challenges. We're messing with the nervous system. So that can look like decreased coordination or weakness or even paralysis, especially in the back legs. It can look like incontinence where they can't hold it to use the bathroom or they don't realize that they're using the bathroom inside. They just don't even notice. And it can look like a loss of feeling, again, especially in the back limbs, sometimes in the front too. But if they're losing sensation, they don't know not only where their leg is in space, but they can't feel it. And a lot of times you'll see them, it's called knuckling over. So if this is their back paw, they'll end up dragging the top of their paw across the ground because they just can't feel it. And they don't even notice when they've skinned off the top of their toes and they've skinned them up. I've seen critters where they've worn the tops of their toenails down from dragging, or they've worn the skin down off the tops of their paws from dragging because they just don't feel that pain anymore. They feel pain elsewhere, but they can't feel it in their feet or they can't feel it in their legs. So when you see these symptoms of a slip disc, what do you need to do to help your dog and help them get better as quickly as possible and as maximally as possible? How do you get them the best outcome? First, ASAP, get them to the vet. Don't bring them to me first. Bring them to the vet first, because the vet needs to check if there's any accompanying challenges like fractures, especially if it's a trauma. You know, if they got hit by a car, they need to get x-rayed. If they had a fall off of a major height, or they got into a wrestling match, or there was some, large object meets immovable object kind of thing. If there was trauma, we need to get them checked out first to make sure that there's nothing other than the disc that we also need to take care of. And the vet will also be able to determine if something like anti-inflammatories is appropriate in that case to help get some of the swelling down so that they can heal and move and feel more comfortable while they're healing. The next step is to get them to a chiropractor ASAP, and not just any chiropractor. You need to take them to someone who is thoroughly trained and preferably certified in animal chiropractic. Don't take them to the human chiropractor who sees four-leggeds out of the back of their office after hours on the weekends when no one's around. Human spines and animal spines, human joints and animal joints look very similar, but they move very differently. They function very differently. So you need to take them to someone who specializes in animal chiropractic care. Now, coordinating that animal chiropractic care with the veterinary chiropractic care as soon as you can get them to both, coordinating that care will help accelerate your pet's healing process and help them get the best possible outcome, more so than if you did one step or the other by itself. We need both. Now, what can chiropractic do? It's not just, snap, crackle, pop. Actually, most pets don't have that audible experience when they're adjusted, what a trained and certified animal chiropractor is going to do for your pet is gently reduce the pressure that is on that disc, on that jelly-filled donut that's putting pressure on the spinal cord and the nerves. It's going to gently reduce that, and it's going to restore as much proper function of the joint and the nervous system as it possibly can, so that your pet can start feeling better and start healing much more rapidly. And it's going to support the rest of their body, because the rest of their body is going to be compensating while they're healing. If you've ever sprained your ankle, you probably know that the other side, that knee or that ankle or that hip on the other side, starts talking to you because it's having to compensate while the injured ankle heals. Same thing happens in our pets with a disc herniation or a disc bulge. That slipped disc, that joint's not moving right anymore. And there's a whole lot of pain and muscle bracing and tension that goes along with that. So every other aspect of the body has to move differently to compensate. So we need to support the whole body, not just the injured part, definitely the injured part, but we need to support everything else too, to decrease the risk of breakdowns elsewhere. This is why it's so, so important to partner your veterinary care with the chiropractic care at the same time for your four-leggeds. And what if your pet's not having a problem, but you're worried that they might? Maybe you've got a dachshund, maybe you've got a German shepherd, maybe you've got one of those higher risk dogs that has a higher risk of having a disc problem later in life. Chiropractic care now can definitely help prevent problems from coming up. It can decrease the risk of that slip disc ever happening in the first place. And if it does, it's going to increase the risk of them, or increase the chances of them having a full and rapid recovery if that does happen. It's like if you're on a ladder, if you slip on that ladder and you're going to slip down two rungs, you're going to be a whole lot better off if you start at the top of the ladder and slip down two rungs than if you're at the bottom of the ladder and you slip down two rungs and now you're in the bottom of the hole. So we want to start them at their very best with some gentle chiropractic care before they ever have a problem in the first place. And if they do have a challenge, get them into the vet ASAP and get them into a trained and certified animal chiropractor right after that, so we can coordinate that care and get them as well as possible, as quickly as possible, and get you your puppy back. All right. If you're curious if gentle chiropractic care is right for your pets, whether they're having a challenge now or if you want to help them prevent challenges in the future and help them stay their very best and stay challenge-free, let's have a conversation. Reach out to me, give me a phone call, or send me a text message at 636-751-3150, and let's have a no-charge phone consult to see if gentle chiropractic care is right for your pet. All right. Be aware of those disc herniation, disc bulge, slip disc signs, but also go out and have fun with your fur baby. Give them all the love you can and enjoy the day with them. If you need assistance, reach out to me. I'm here for you. Bye now. So what do you most need to know right now to help you or your pets live a life unleashed? Send your questions and suggestions for topics you'd love to learn about to dr.vicky@completewellnesscc.com or follow the link in the show notes. It's time to break free from what's holding you and your pets back and live a life unleashed.